Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. I am so happy we get a chance to sit together. Today we're going to sit together for our normal 10 minutes and I'll walk us through the instruction completely. So please take your seat and get settled. And as you do, I want to share with you a question that I received from one of you because I believe this question may be on other people's minds as well. And P.S. if you have a question about your practice, please, please email it to me, susan@susanpiper.com, and I will do my best to answer it, whether in email or like this, in a video. So, here is the question. Suppose you are meditating and have an insight about why or how you reacted to a particular situation in an emotional way and want to explore that. So, that's a great question. What happens when something arises during your practice, I want to make sure my mic was on, that feels important, that feels meaningful, or exciting, or frightening, that evokes some kind of strong emotion in you? What do you do? So the classical answer, which is the correct answer, is twofold. First, notice it. Oh, I had a strong surge of emotion, good or bad. Feel it, you know, momentarily. Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it bracing? Does it make you feel heavy? Just what does it feel like? Not what is it called or what is its reason, but what does it feel like? Then gently let go and bring your attention back to your breath and simply resume the technique. And the feeling it piece is very important because otherwise you're pushing it away. You're shutting it out. You're saying no. And that's not necessary. All you need to do is just open to it briefly so that you can take it in. That's called touching it. And then let it go, which is called letting go. So this technique, touch and go, is what is suggested for such instances in your meditation practice. However, there is an exception. Sometimes certain things arise that are simply overwhelming, and there's no way. You cannot let them go and come back to your breath, because the very instant you do, it just rises back up and hits you in the face. So, you know, certain states of mind are like that. Severe grief, fear, anxiety, even excitement. Some things just seem to overtake us. So if you try that first touch and go technique and it doesn't work, like really doesn't work, like you really tried it, you didn't pretend try it, then I have a second suggestion, which is let go of your breath actually, as the object of your practice, and instead make that feeling the object of your practice. And what I mean by that is, say you're feeling terribly fearful and you can't let it go, so don't let it go. Don't try to let it go. Instead, gently and kindly turn toward it. And here, gentleness and kindness are synonymous with curiosity, not pity or anything like that. So become curious about it by opening to this sensation of fear. And here's the critical point, not the storyline of the fear. I wouldn't feel this way if, or I feel this way because, or it's always going to, none of that. That's all not useful. Let go of that and instead feel this feeling we're calling fear right now. Where does it live in your body? Is it hot? Is it cold? What does it feel like? And when your attention starts to stray, like what I wonder what's for lunch, because that's how our mind works, then let that go and come back to the feeling and open to it. Relax with it. Place your attention on it. Just to be with it. And then when you are able, let it go and return your attention to your breath as the primary object of your practice. So this instruction is for feelings. It's not necessarily for ideas, like say you're a writer and you have an idea, oh, I should write about that. That is not what I'm talking about. That is different. That's like, okay, in meditation we let that go and have trust that it will still be there. But I'm talking about over like strong emotional states. This is my advice. Don't take my word for it. If you ever encounter such a situation, try it yourself and see what works, and keep me posted. So I hope that's useful. I hope that answers your question, questioner. And without further ado, let's practice. Shoulders hurt. So my practice, our practice, begins by sitting up straight. And we sit up straight because it's healthier, allows energy and blood and such things to flow freely, but also because as meditators, we are proclaiming our innate dignity. We are good human beings. And we are not broken in any way. And as such, we are motivated to sit up straight. And if you don't believe that about yourself, pretend. See what it feels like. Let your sit bones root down and feel your connection with this earth. Let the shoulders relax, the hands or palms down, resting on the legs. The mouth is closed, which is awesome to not have to talk. The breath comes in and out through the nose. Naturally, nobody has to tell you how to breathe. You already know how. And in our practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or what would be 6 feet in front. The key thing with the eyes is to let them be very soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, sort of proclaiming your connection to wisdom and awareness and truth. At the same time, your sit bones continue to root down, reminding you of your connection to Earth. So while we may seek inspiration and spirituality, whatever that means, we are also right here on this Earth, regular people. And both inclinations are good. Place your attention on your breath, on your body breathing, the felt sense of breath. So feel your breath coming in on the inhale, and feel it flowing out on the exhale. Feeling is more than noticing. There's some extra piece in there of being with rather than stepping away from to see. So just stay with your breath. If you notice at any point that you have become absorbed instead in your thoughts, no problem. When you notice, simply let go. But this letting go is kind. It's not a push or a chop. It's a release. And gently return your attention to your breath, which is right here waiting for you, always. And take a fresh start. And as you may have heard me say before, the amount of fresh starts you are allowed in any given session is infinite. So you can just relax. And we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. I have nothing but appreciation for you and it. And thank you for practicing together.